I'm talking about patent remedies, and before I get started, I have to make an announcement from our general counsel. This presentation is not legal advice. If you want legal advice, you have to pay for it. A lot, but you'll agree it's worth the money. It's not the opinion of Fish and Richardson or any of its clients. Actually, it's no one's opinion. We don't even know where the slides came from. You want opinions, write a check. So, where are we in 2017? And what I'm going to do is review several cases from the past year or so on a variety of different remedies topics. And while patent strength may be shrinking, I think the remedies are expanding a bit, not by leaps and bounds, but you can get away with more money in your pocket and you're more likely to get an injunction, assuming you use some of the right magic words. The big one, and I'll talk about the other big one at the end, Samsung versus Apple, but the big one that affects most people who do patent litigation on a regular basis is Halo versus Pulse, which is on enhanced damages. So before we had Halo, we had the Seagate standard. And under that standard, of course, a lot of people who were found to have infringed did not get subjected to enhanced damages because their positions were not objectively unreasonable. So even though the jury might have found subjective willfulness, there wasn't a way around what was really the, from the First Amendment, professional real estate investors versus Columbia Pictures legacy, that you can't punish access to the courts unless that access was done for some improper purpose or without any merit.